الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brothers and sisters, we did fi'l mudari'a a little bit in detail yesterday. And you have a sheet. Now that sheet is very important. Keep it safely with you. And try to revise it on your own. Each and every word, each and every line. And inshallah you will understand. It's not difficult. But that covers almost everything that we have to know about fi'l mudari'. So, fi'l madi zahaba. I'm taking the example of zahaba. Fi'l madi zahaba. Okay? Fi'l madi is always mabni. It will never change. When you change zahaba into mudari'a, what do we get? Yazhabu. You got a dhamma at the end. So that means the fi'l mudari'a is marfu. The sign of its being marfu is dhamma. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So you will see the three divisions that we normally divide fi'l mudari'a into. The first one is five in your pocket. Now five in your pocket, yadhhabu, tazhabu, tazhabu, azhabu, nazhabu. They all show dhamma at the end. So it means that the sign tells me the fi'l mudari'a is marfu. So when you change madi into mudari'a, that form is all marfu. And what is the second division? Noon aata hai, noon jaata hai. Now brothers and sisters, we are not talking about fi'l now. No brother, as soon as you see noon there, it's marfu. So, yazhabu, and then yazhabani is marfu. Yazhabuna is marfu. The sign is the noon. And tazhabu, dhamma, is marfu. And then tazhabani. So in other words, the noon tells me that the fi'l mudari'a is now marfu. Okay. Then we are left with two, which is hunna and antunna. Yazhabna and tazhabna. Now, what shall we do with them? Now, brothers and sisters, in the base form, everything is marfu. So, hunna and tunna, they are also marfu. But we don't see any sign. And actually, we describe it as a fi'lun mudari'un. Mabniyun, they are fixed, they will never change. Ala sukun. Now, if it is in the base form, then I will say, fi mahalli rafin, in the position of its being marfu. And like harf jar, ism majrur, something will come in front of it, then that will determine whether it is mansub or majzum. And then the form will not change, but our perception will change. We will consider it as a mansub or majzum. Inshallah, it will come in front of you and you will understand. Okay? More will come with practice, by reading more, inshallah. So, if you did not get 100%, please don't worry. Because we are going to repeat it over and over and over again. Okay, brothers and sisters, we are going to do our lesson number 15. What is the important part of lesson 15? The introduction of preventive law or prohibitive law. A law that prevents you or stops you, prohibits you. So, what happens when law comes? And this law will only come La Nahiya can only come in Fi'l Mudariya. So then that La will make the Fi'l Mudariya Majzoom. What was that? La An-Nahiyatu. Okay? So for example, if I tell you Ijlis means sit. How do I tell you don't sit? La Tajlis. I cannot say La Ijlis. No, that's wrong. Then I will use the Fi'l Mudariya and then I will put the La in front of it, which is La Nahiya, preventive La, and then it will make the Fi'l Mudariya Majzoom. So, Ijlisi, sit here. And if I ask Sister Hafza outside the class and ask her, Aina tajlisina ya Hafza? What is the meaning of it? Where are you sitting? So, see tajlisina. That noon tells me it is marfu. Now I tell Sister Hafza, don't sit here. What will I say? I will take tajlisina and I'll put la in front of it and then I'll tell her, la tajlisi. Are you with me? What happened? The noon was dropped. Now what will you call the fi'l now? Tajlisi. Fi'lun mudariun majzumun bi hadfi noon. By dropping the noon. So these are the things will come and I will be repeating them over and over again and inshallah you will get it. Okay. So that is the important thing coming in this. And then there's another one more important thing which is coming, which Dr. Abdurrahim at this stage does not want us to go in detail. But I will inshallah explain you a little bit of it. Brothers and sisters, you remember Kana Yakunu? He was, remember? Now, brothers and sisters, tell me, what kind of a verb is Kana? You know, there are two kinds of verbs in English language as well as Arabic language. Complete verb and incomplete verb. Jalasa Muhammadun. Muhammad said, it's complete. We got the gist of the matter. Now if I say, Kana Muhammadun, no sense. Muhammad was, what was he? So you follow? In that case, we call that Kana, incomplete verb. And when the verb is incomplete, brothers and sisters, it will have ism and khabar. Just keep that in your mind. When the verb is incomplete, it will have ism and khabar. Inshallah. Now the verb is coming, kaada. And the mudariya is? What is the meaning of kaada? The meaning, when I tell you, the sense is not there. Just like kana. Kada means what is the meaning? He was about to. About to what? We don't know. So it is incomplete. And what will be yakadu? He is about to. Or you can say, he almost did something. And he's about to do something. Are you with me, brother and sister? So in English, we use almost. Does it give us a complete meaning? No, we got to add a few more things. So, kada yakadu is coming. Are you with me, brother and sisters? Now, important thing about kada yakadu is that kada will have a ism instead of fa'il. Are you with me? Are you with me? It will have ism, just like Laisa, Kana. What about the khabar of Kaada? And as we know, khabar can be of five kinds. But not in case of qaada. In case of qaada, the khabar will be only jumla failia and the fail has to be mudariya. Okay? Now, brothers and sisters, we will explore this. I'm only giving you a hint now. And if you forget, don't worry. We are going to repeat it, inshallah. Okay? So one more time, qaada will have isam. And what will be the khabar of qaada? Jumla failure. And what kind of a fail jumla failure will have? Mudariya. That is the rule. And the more understanding will come with examples. When you have examples in front of you, you will be able to understand a lot. Inshallah. Al-Mudarris. Adastul Khamisu Ashara. Lesson number 15. Aina tazhabu ya Aba Bakrin? What is the translation? Aina tazhabu ya Aba Bakrin? Where are you going? So now how will I describe tazhabu? Fe'lun, mudariun, marfun, bidamma. Khalas. Now brother, this will be repeated every time fe'l mudari comes. So once you memorize this line, that's it. Okay? And then we always say file. Where is the file? Musatir. Takdiruhu anta. Khalas. Okay. Abu Bakrin. Azhabu ilal mudiri. Fine, brother. Azhabu. Fehlun, mudariun, marfun bidamma. File, mustatir. Takdiru, ana. Simple, brother. Now, we are not going to analyze every time. Because we just started, I am saying few times. Okay? Okay. La, see, la nahya comes. La, takhruj. Kharaja, yakhruju. Yakhruju. Now it is, takhruj. Means, don't go out. La, takhruj. It is takhruju. It became takhruj. La takhruj. Fine, brothers and sisters. Min al fasli alana. Don't go out of the class now. How will I describe takhruj? Fe'lun, mudariun, majzumun, bisukun. See, in the first form, you know, five in your pocket, you will see the vowel signs. Dhamma, Fata, or you will see the sukun. Then it is fi'lun mudariun majzumun bisukun. Khalas. And the same file is mustatir takdiru anta. Okay, brothers and sisters? Idhab ilayhi, go to him. Ba'da darsi, after the lesson. What is idhab, brother? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala sukun. Khalas. Okay. And then file, mustatir, takdiruhu anta. Humayun. Ya ustad, ana talibun jadidun. Ana talibun jadidun. Lesson number 9, book 1. Ana talibun jadidun. Mubtada khabar and naat. Aina ajlisu, ajlisu. Fialun mudariun. Marfoon bidamma. File mustatir. Takdiru ana. Where shall I sit? Ajlisu huna amamaka. Translate this, brother. In front of you. See, mashallah. You are able to translate now. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. What is the mudarris saying? La. Now that first la is a harfu jawab. Okay? Okay. And now the second la is la an-nahiyatu. What is the second la, brother? La an-nahiyatu. La tajlis huna. What is the meaning of it? Don't sit here. So what happened to tajlisu? It became tajlis. Tajlis, are you with me? So what is tajlis? Fialun, mudariun, majzumun, bisukun, khalas. And the file, we know where the file is. Okay. Haza mubtada maq'adu hishamin khabar mudaf mudaf ilayhi wa huwa ghaibun al-yawm, he is absent today. Ijlis hunaka. Okay, ijlis fi'l amr hunaka, there. Khalfa hamidin, behind hamid. Clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now Bashir says, akhudhu hadhihi dafatira ya ustad. Okay, now here's something we have to again understand. Two verbs, brothers and sisters. In fact, there are three. Akala, akhaza, and amara. Okay, brother. All of them are bab nasara. Are you with me, brothers? They are bab nasara. Akala, what is mudariya? Yakulu. Now, five in your pocket. Yakulu, takulu, takulu. But normally we say ah. But in this case, we will say ah. Why ah? See, watch this. Sahi takulu. And then we come to akulu. This is the harfu mudariya. Sahi? Like this is harfu mudariya, ta, ya, and then harfu mudariya. We know ta, ya, hamza, and noon are harfu mudariya. The next is your fa kalima with a sukoon. Remember? Fa kalima, ain kalima, lam kalima. First radical, second radical, third radical. Now because this is all together, this becomes ah. Are you with me? So what will you say now? Ah, cool. Okay, akhaza, mudariya is yakhudhu. So if it is yakhudhu, ta'khudhu, and then akhudhu. Are you with me? It will become akhudhu. If you break it down, akhudhu, then it is like this. And then like this. Are you with me, brother and sister? Now, amara, ya'amuru, ta'amuru, ta'amuru, amuru. It will become amuru. Which is originally got the idea, brother and sisters? Inshallah, you will keep this in mind. Yes. Seat. Your seat. Maq'adu. Maq'adu. No, Bashir is saying, أَأَخُذُ هَذِهِ دَفَاتِرَ. Shall I take these notebooks, Ya Ustad? What is the answer? La. La ta'khuz. La ta'khuz. So, brother, ta'khuzu. Ta'khuzu became la ta'khuz. La ta'khuz. Got the idea, brother? How will I describe ta'khuz? Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bisukun. Ta'khuz ha. What is ha? Mafulun bihi. Yanzuru fi daftarin. He looks to a notebook. Nazara yanzuru. See, yanzuru. What will you say, yanzuru? Fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bidamma. Fine. Ya Abdurrahim, la taktub. See, taktubu became la taktub. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If you wish, then you can use your highlighter only for la, and then after the verb that comes as a majzoom. Highlight la, and then highlight the fi'l mudari' majzoom. Whenever it comes in this lesson, la taktub al ajbibata, answers. Jawabun, plural is ajbibatun. Bil kalam al ahmari, with red pen. So, brothers and sisters, now after taktub, which ends with a sukoon, the next noun starts with al. So we'll have to now join them. So how will you say? La taktubil ajwibata. La taktubil ajwibata. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Al mudarrisu huwa alladhi yaktubu bil kalamil ahmari. Mudarris is the one who writes with red pen. Faisal. Now Faisal is a student in the class. انظر الى هذه المجلة يا استاذ انظر نظر ينظر انظر. Are you with me? انظر فعل امر مبني على سكون. Fine. ما اجملها. Now this is a feel of wonder we had done. فعل تعجب. افعل. Are you with me? It has got only one form, so do not try to conjugate. It has got only one form. How beautiful it is, you know. What is the ustad saying? La takra. Kara'a, yakra'u, takra'u, la takra. La takra'il majallati. Majallati mafulun bihi. Why it is with a kasra? Because it is jama muannas salim. Jama muannas salim. Fil fasli ya Faisal. Do not read magazines in the class. Are you with me, brothers? So you know takra, fi'lun mudari'un, majzumun bi sukun, fa'il mustatir, taqdiruhu anta. Very good. What is Faisal saying? Smart guy, huh? I'm not reading, I'm only looking. You know, this is the way our children answer, you know. Ma akra'u hadhihi majallata al-ana. Hadhihi al-majallata al-ana. I'm not reading. Akra'u fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi dhamma. Got the idea? And then, innama, okay, I'm only. Here you can say, innama, I'm only. Okay? Well, sister, innama, inshallah, we'll do in detail. It has got a very beautiful meaning. It has got its own power and intensity and speciality. We are going to understand it. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Are you with me? إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am only a human being like you. Prophet ﷺ never claimed any divinity. He was not a superman with supernatural power. He was a human being like us. He suffered like us. He had a normal life of any other human being. Except that he was our prophet and Allah chose him to deliver his message, and he used to receive the revelation. Okay? But Allah specifies in the Quran, قُلْ innama ana basharun mislukum. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I am only a human being like you. So innama, what does innama mean? We are going to study later in book 3, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, innama anzuru ila suwar. Suratun, brothers and sisters, jama is suwarun. This is jama. Allati fiha, which is in it. I'm only looking, I'm not reading. You know? Okay. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Hamza. Ahaftahul baba ya ustad? Translation, brother? Shall I open the door? Do I open the door? Shall I open the door? Ha, here comes the verb. Yakadu. Yakadu. Okay, it is incomplete verb. Kada yakadu. Now, where is the ism of yakadu? Ism has to be marfu. Jarasu. Where is the ism of yakadu? Al-jarasu. Where is the khabar of yakadu? Has to be fi'al mudariya. Okay, jumla fi'liya. Yarinnu. What is the meaning of yarinnu? Ranna, it rang. Yarinnu, it rings. So, yakadul jarasu, yarinnu. What is the meaning of it? Bell is about to ring. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Did you know, in this case, we'll only briefly touch the meaning and then we will translate, inshallah. What is the mudarris saying? La. No. And then, La taftah. Taftah. Instead of taftahu, it became taftah. And we have to join it. So we will say, La taftahil baba. Al-an. Are you with me? La taftahil baba al-an. So brother and sister, what is taftah? Fi'lun, mudari'un, majzumun, bisukun. Fa'il mustatir. Takdiru anta. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? I got some nice, beautiful sentences for you. You know? Okay? That I thought I will tease you. I will tease you. Okay? Right now, I'll give you one sentence. And then, because at the end of this session, I want to introduce you to a new verb. And then I will give you more. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمْ مُسْكُنْ يَا آدَمْ مُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ جَنَّتَ مَفُولٌ بِهِ. And then, وَقُلَا. What is كُلَا? What is كُلَا, brother? Two of you. Who are those two? There are only two people in Jannah. Adam and his wife, alayhi salam. Are you with me, brother? Now, kula. What is kula? You got to describe it. Or we must understand. What is the singular of kula? Kul. So what is kul? It's not madi. It's fi'lu amrin. What is this kula is two. And then, here it is, sister. Kul. Kula. MashaAllah, you are getting there. Kulu. And then, kuli. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what is kula? Fi'lu amrin. Fi'lu amr is always mabni. Mabniyun ala. Hadfi noon. Remember, only in the first form it is sukoon. But in the rest of it, they are hadfi noon. You drop it. Okay? Kula. Two of you. Where is the file of kula? Alif. MashaAllah. Alif musanna. That represents two. Kula. Okay? Minha. From it. From the garden. Ragadan. Now, ragadan, because you are all familiar with Quran, So I'm sure you know it. Ragadan is a mafurun mutlaq. Something that you do with ease. You eat with ease. Okay? Haythu is a zarf. Shiatuma. Whatever you want. Whatever you wish. Whatever you like. Are you with me? And then, brothers and sisters, comes our important verb. Wa ataf. La tak raba. What is it, brothers and sisters? This is Surah Baqarah, ayah number 35. You can check it, inshallah. La See, here comes Amar, Kula. And then, here comes La An-Nahiyatu. La Takraba. What is the meaning of Takraba? Don't go near. Don't approach. Don't approach. And this is La Nahiya. And remember I told you, La Nahiya, Tufidu Amar. It indicates Amar. Takraba. What is takraba? Two. See? Alif is there. Brother, verb is, there are two verbs. Karuba. But then, brother, sister, karuba, what will be the mudari of karuba? Yakrubu. But karuba is intransitive. What is it? Intransitive. But here we have mafulun bihi. So it means this is a transitive verb. What is the transitive word? You can write down, brothers and sisters. The transitive verb is Karibahu. See, I'm deliberately writing who. In most of the dictionaries, you will find like this. When you say Karibahu, who is your mafulun bi? It is an indication right away to you that the verb is mutaaddi. Are you with me? He approached it. He approached it. Kariba, yakrabu, I beg your pardon. Kariba yakrabu. Bab, what will be bab? Kariba yakrabu. Bab samia. Kariba yakrabu. Kariba yakrabu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Can we conjugate yakrabu? Yakrabu. Yakrabani, yakrabuna, takrabu, takrabani, yakrabna. Fine. We don't want to go. And then we come to anta. Takrabu, takrabani, takrabuna, takrabina. Fine. Alhamdulillah, we know it. So, brother, the verb is takrabani. Is it takrabani? Of course. Dual? Antuma? What will be antuma, brother? Now put la nahiya. La. Takraba. Now from this example, we can also understand the importance of knowing duals. La takraba. How will you describe takraba? Fe'lun, mudari'un, majzumun, bi'adhfi nun. You drop the nun. Aina fa'il? Al-Alif. Al-Aliful Musanna. Alif of? Dual. That is your file. Are you with me? Alhamdulillah. Okay, brothers and sisters. Do not approach. Approach what? Hazihi. So what is Hazihi? Ghafulun. And what is Ashajarata? Badal. See, now do you see the importance of knowing all these things? Now when you will read the Quran, if you want to analyze, you will be able to analyze it. But if you don't wish to analyze, you know exactly what that word means. You do not have to translate. You will understand in Arabic. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ. And do not approach this tree. Are you with me? So here we have our example from Quran also. There are more examples coming. Check the ayah number 35, Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, now we move forward. Sahih, correct, Abu Bakrin Mahu Majallatun. Brother, it was Faisal. Faisalun Mahu Majallatun. Now, I am going very fast in this, because you can also figure out when you read it. Faisalun Talibun Jadidun. No. Humayun Talibun Jadidun. Bashirun Katabal Ajbibata Bil Kalamil Ahmari. It was not Bashir, it was Abdul Rahim. Hamzatu Ghaibun Al Yama. It is Hisham who is Ghaib. Okay. Ikra Mayali. Read what follows. Tazhabu put la nahiya. It became Tazhab. Taktub la taktub. Tashrab la tashrab. So you got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now watch for la nahiya. Ya Musa. Anta maridun. Fala takhruj min al bayt. Can you translate, brother? Oh Musa, you are sick. Don't go out of the house. La takhruj. Don't go out. Fi'l mudariya majzum bi sukun. Here fa will mean so. Wa and la tazhab ila al madrasati. Don't go to school because you are sick. Wala tal'ab fi shari. And do not play in the street. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? This is how the la nahiya is coming in the sentence. Making the fi'l mudariya majzum. La tajlis fi tariq. Do not sit on the road. La tajlis. Do you see? Fi'l mudariya majzum. Inshallah. Iftahin nafizata. Open the window. Wala taftahil baba. So taftahil baba. Amar came and then negation came. La tadhak fil fasli. Don't laugh in the class. La taakul fisharia. Don't eat in the street. La tagzib. Don't lie. Kazaba yakzibu. Kazaba yakzibu. Bab daraba. Don't lie. La tahlik. Do not shave. Lihyataka. Your beard. Okay. La tas'alni. Hadha su'al. What is this, brother? La tas'alni. Don't ask me this question. Okay. Next one, brothers and sisters. La tadrib. Are you with me? La tadrib. Don't hit zamilaka, your colleague. And what is the next one? Kala Ibrahimu alayhi salamu li Abihi, he told his father, Ya Abati, O my father, La Abudish Shaitana. Kama ja'a fi surati Maryam. La ta'bud. Abada ya'budu ta'budu ta'bud. Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bisukun. And you have to join it. La ta'budish shaitana. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? Inshallah. Adhil la annahiyya. على الأفعال الآتية وضبط أواخيرها and put the proper vowel signs at the end. Proper signs at the end. تدخل لا تدخل تنزل لا تنزل تأخذ لا تأخذ تركب لا تركب تسمع لا تسمع تقتل لا تقتل تقطع لا تقطع ترفع لا ترفع. Now comes our other forms of mudari. If we are strong in mudari, brother, this is all halwa puri, brother. This is all piece of cake. Ya Ahmadu لا تذهب يا إخوانو لا تذهبوا. What happened here? تذهبوا أذفينون تذهبونا became تذهبوا. Very good. يا مريم لا تذهبي تذهبينا became تذهبي. Very good. يا أخواتو يا خواتو لا تذهبنا. What happened here, brother? It's Mabani. How will you describe it now? See, you know la has come in front of tazhabna. What is that la? La annahiyatu. What does it do? It makes the fail mudariya majzum. So now this is majzum. So we will say, no, first we will describe. So Suhaina, we will say tazhabna fi'lun mudari'un mabniun ala sukun fi mahalli jazmin. Khalas. That's our explanation. Huh? Are you with me? Inshallah. Now, brother, you have to complete the following sentence by putting a suitable mudari'a and also, la nahiya. Okay. Ya Zainabu Nafiza. What do you do with the window? La. What will be la? Taftahi. Because it is mu'annas. Taftahina will become taftahi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Sister Naima. Taftahu, taftahani, taftahuna, and then taftahina. Okay? Now, you have to put la in front of taftahina, and it will become la taftahi. Okay? An-nafidhata. Do not open the window. Are you